You are Locked On Raptors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hey, how's it going? Welcome to episode number 323 of Locked On Raptors for late on Friday, April 27th. I am your host, Sean Woodley of LockedOnRaptors.com and RaptorsHQ.com. You, of course, can find me on Twitter, as always, at WoodleySean. Find the show at Locked On Raptors, where you can find links to every single episode. Subscribe, rate, review to all the shows on the Locked On Podcast Network, of course. It's a great resource to find local angles on all the different stories around the NBA. So thanks in advance for subscribing, rating, and reviewing. Please, Locked On Raptors on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, a bunch of places you can leave a rating and review. And it's the best way to help out the show. Disclaimer to anyone listening to the show today, there might be some swears. It's late on a Friday night and a few of us have had some drinks, but I think it's all worth it. It's a celebratory post-Game 6 Raptors win over the Wizards party podcast. I don't know how this is going to go, what's going to happen, but hey, we're here. And I'm joined by a whole cast of people. Let's start at the top of my Skype screen. We have a previous guest on the show from the Clippers SB Nation blog, a like honorary Raptors fan, I guess, at this point. It's Adithya. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Excellent. As you can hear in my voice, I'm doing pretty well. Also joined from Raptors Republic by Josh Howe. How's it going, man?
It's going great.
It is definitely going great. Also, we're joined from Dublin, Ireland by Ethan Lee. How's it going, man?
Oh, fucking great for you, Ethan. I'll tell you that for nothing. How are you?
Oh, this is fantastic. And we're also joined by previous guest of the show as well, Darman Nayak. How's it going, man?
This Friday can't get any better.
This is, you know, I could have had plans. I could have gone to a bar with people, but no, I decided to have some drinks at home, watch the game, and then have a bunch of people on the podcast to talk about the Raptors' 102-92 victory in Game 6 over the Wizards. Lots of different things we could talk about in this one, but Darma, let's start with you at the bottom of the screen here. Tell me you didn't see the game. Never mind. Josh, let's go to you. Darma, we'll get some bigger picture takes from you. Josh.
Hey, I'm just here to make fun of Markieff Morris, man.
That's totally fair. Josh, let's go to you. What was your reaction to DeLon Wright blocking the shit out of Kelly Oubre as Oubre tried to put up a garbage bucket at the buzzer in the fourth quarter?
I think the only thing that could have made that better is if DeLon had just given him a long stare down and just stood there. Like, I would have been totally fine if he didn't move after that and just waited and then followed him around the rest of the night. Like, like not letting him at all. And like pulling him back to his hotel. And, like, as he's going to sleep, he's just, like, burying him in blankets and being like, this shit, you ass. That's what I want, man.
Oh, we're up to a cracking start tonight.
Oh, boy. So Kelly Oubre, before the game, was talking mess about DeLon Wright and his performance on the road. DeLon wasn't awesome tonight. He was just 4 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, although he had 4 steals, which is extremely DeLon. And he was a plus 12. Which I don't think anyone on the Wizards can say for themselves. Kelly Oubre himself was a plus one, which I think led the team. Congratulations to Kelly Oubre for that, I guess.
One of seven, though.
Yes, for 3 points. He really showed up. I don't know if this was living Kelly Oubre or dead Kelly Oubre or just Kelly Oubre. I don't know exactly what edition of him showed up, but it wasn't a good version of him. Adithya. Who was your favorite Raptors performance from this game?
I mean, I'm going to go the hipster pick and go someone other than Kyle Lowry, who was amazing tonight. I mean, I enjoyed DeLon just doing his thing on defense, blocking the shit out of Kelly Oubre, but I want to give out shout out to Van Vliet, but then also main guys Pascal Siakam.
Yes. You know,
finally really showed up, made an impact, had some great blocks too.
He certainly did. He had 2 blocks. One of them, I think I was tweeting during one of them. My girlfriend's dad saw it, and I had to rewind it, and it was beautiful to behold. Siakam, like, I guess we could talk about the bench in general. You mentioned Van Vliet. The bench was amazing. The bench, with Van Vliet intact and, like, healthy, apparently, as it turns out, is very good at basketball and is very steady, doesn't make dumb turnovers, and just tends to kind of blow teams out. I think the most predictable thing I could have possibly imagined was Van Vliet coming in at the start of the second with the full bench unit, them going on an 8-2 run. Ethan, let's go to you. Initial thoughts on Fred VanVleet's performance. He didn't shoot particularly well. He was just 2 of 7, 1 of 5 from deep, but it feels like he was better than what his stat line sort of illustrates. Would you not agree?
Oh, so much better. You can just tell him being out there that the rest of the bench guys don't feel as jittery. They just, well, one, he spaces the floor, but also he just calms the whole team down. It's weird the way he runs his offense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like everyone takes like an Ambien when he's out there. He's an Ambien for the entire thing, and everyone's just chill and relaxed.
But you could say they ride as waves. That's what I would say.
Yeah. VanVleet was awesome. The lob he threw to Jonas Valanciunas early on, but got to Jonas as well. He was excellent. It was all just, it came together so perfectly for the bench. They started the fourth quarter as well. Of course, going into the fourth quarter, the Raptors were, I believe, stuck 5. Yeah, it was 78-73 going into the fourth quarter. And then the full bench unit came out and was amazing for like 5 or 6 minutes before any of the starters came back in. And the Raptors win the fourth quarter 29-14. A lot of that was on the back of the bench. CJ Miles kind of had a rough night overall, but he hit a huge three in transition late that kind of put the Raptors, I think it put the Raptors up like 7 or 8, and it was it kind of felt a little bit daggery. It's the second dagger he's put down so far in this series. If you consider the three he put down in game 5 to put him up like 13 with 4 minutes left, a dagger. Dharma, you didn't watch this game, but we should probably get you.
I actually caught that three while I was waiting for my Uber out at the theater.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, you were at
Infinity War.
Yeah, you were at Infinity War.
What?
Yeah.
Which, good for you, I guess. But you missed the game. You've read the slander on Twitter. Thoughts on what happened tonight, even though you didn't see it?
Well, you know what? I mean, like, I looked through the stat sheet really quick and looked through, like, the play-by-play for the quarter, and it looked really tight all the way through.
Yeah, it was.
Actually, weren't we? I was getting updates in the theater, but I think we were down pretty big at one point. No,
The first quarter was bad. It was the Raptors' offense in the first quarter was trash. It here's the thing: it wasn't that bad until Kyle Lowry went out with like 2:15 left, and then DeMar on the bench, shocker, was not very good. This was before Fred came in, and they kind of, you know, pissed away a little bit. I think it was like 22-16 when that lineup came in. It finished 30-20. And it didn't look good. It really looked like that was, it kind of felt like game one a little bit, where the Wizards kind of pulled away after, you know, like a kind of even start. And not game one, game four, game three, one of those. I think game three is what I'm talking about. Game one in Washington, whatever. But yeah, no, the Raptors responded pretty well. The defense by the second unit in the second quarter was excellent. And then Kyle Lowry, oh boy, Kyle Lowry, Josh. Kyle Lowry goes 24-6-6.
Can shut the... right now, man.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
God.
So Sports Illustrated.
Neutralize.
Yes, Sports Illustrated, a person who rhymes with Shanshrew Carp, said that Kyle Lowry had been neutralized in the series, which was, of course, silly. He'd been averaging 16-9-5 and like 44% from deep, and was doing pretty much what Kyle Lowry had done all season. He was understated. He wasn't, you know, having to be the focal point of the offense, but tonight, fourth quarter, he kind of came out a little bit. He drove, got a couple floaters to fall, and was generally awesome. 9 of 15 from the field, 3 of 7 from deep, 24-6-6. Josh, Kyle Lowry, just talk about him.
He was so good. Finally, he was taking us home at the end, just hitting bucket after bucket in the fourth quarter, and it was like all my concerns and my worries just floated away in a little bubble. Like, watching him take out the Wizards, be the guy to hit some of the shots down the end at the end of the stretch. Like, the blow-by on Gortat and the tough finish over him. Oh, man. Like, I'm just going to watch it on repeat for, like, 5 hours. But, yeah, like, he was fantastic. I mean, he shot the ball well. He's been shooting the ball all year. This is healthy Kyle Lowry. He went full K-Lo in this game. I mean, he was just dominant the whole series. Like, the Raptors are, like, really only good when he was on the floor without Fred VanVleet, and they just need him, man. And he's been so huge despite what, you know, certain people might want to say. But nothing neutral about him, man. He's all positive.
Super weird series in that it was kind of, like a lot of series of the past where secondary guys weren't particularly good, but it was also completely different where, you know, DeMar didn't have a great night tonight, but overall, Kyle and DeMar were awesome in this series, and it kind of carried the team when the secondary guys weren't all that consistent. And that, I think, has kind of been the issue in the past is, like, Kyle and DeMar were prone to bad, like, to aggressive defenses, and then they would have rough nights, and then also the rest of the team would be bad, and then the team would lose games, and that was kind of the formula. But, like, with Kyle and DeMar playing like Kyle and DeMar played all season, essentially, aside from DeMar tonight, and I guess in game four for DeMar as well, like, that kind of, you know, the margin for error with the secondary guys becomes a little bigger because Kyle and DeMar can kind of carry things a little bit. We should probably talk about Jonas Valanciunas as well. Aditya, you've watched DeAndre Jordan be a very good defensive center for a long time with the Clippers. Has DeAndre Jordan ever had a defensive night as good as what Jonas Valanciunas had tonight?
Defensive or offensive?
Defensive, because holy crap, JV's verticality in this game was, like, unbelievable.
He's had his moment, but, like, JV's game tonight, yeah, was up there. And, you know, he had another great strip. Like, jumped when he had that. Was that in the first half, or he had a nice, like, steal, just, like, getting his hand in the passing lane? Like, was really impressed, and then the hive was right all along.
Aditya, I gotta ask you before we get to any more analysis of the game, and we'll do some wizard slander as well. Don't worry, that's coming, people. What is it, like, inspired you to become, like, an honorary Raptors fan? Of course, you're a Clippers fan. You live in Pennsylvania, right? Like, how does the Raptors fandom kind of happen this season? Because you seem to be very much on board. You drove to DC last week. We're wearing Raptors gear, right? That was a thing. I'm not dumb.
Yes.
Yeah. How is that blossomed this year?
My girlfriend was visiting me. She's a Raptors fan. She's from Toronto, so we went to the game together. But no, I've been a Raptors fan for, like, I've been rooting for this team as, like, you know, a secondary team for a while, I think since 2014, honestly. But actually, technically, the Raptors are actually my first team as a kid because I was very much into dinosaurs as a 4 or 5 year old. So,
hell yeah,
Raptors are my honorary team, even though I didn't watch maybe more than one of their games until I was 10.
That's fair. There was a new Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom trailer, I think, in the Cavs game tonight. We'll go quickly around the table. Aditya, are you in or out on the Jurassic World movie?
Starting to become slightly more in, as maybe as, like, an entertaining train wreck.
Yeah.
It at least doesn't seem as formulaic as the last one.
That's what I'm thinking. Josh, take on the new Jurassic World.
I feel about the same. If they have that, like, that commercial with Kyle Lowry with the raptors in it, and he's, like, looking at the raptor. If Kyle Lowry is in the movie, oh man, 10 out of 10 for me.
Yeah, he should just replace all of Chris Pratt's lines and jobs in the movie because. What if Kyle Lowry, in, like, some alternate cut of the movie, is just the raptor, like, Blue the raptor that, like, Chris Pratt raised from birth? That would be fun.
Wait, who's Chris Pratt?
Who just asked who's Chris Pratt? Ethan, was that you?
Me, Dharma.
Oh, Dharma. Chris Pratt is the guy.
In Avengers.
Yeah, he's Star Lord.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, if Kyle Lowry's the dinosaur, then in this analogy, who's Chris Pratt?
Oh, I guess probably Dwayne Casey, right?
That makes sense.
Yeah. And then Masai Ujiri is, was it Irfan Khan? Is that the guy in the first Jurassic World who dies in the helicopter crash, but, like, is the owner of Jurassic? I don't know. We're getting too far off. Ethan.
Oh, this is getting way too deep.
Ethan, Jurassic World take.
Unless it becomes a horror film where the dinosaurs are chasing, like, Paul Pierce and all their ghosts of our past, I don't want
to. Please, make this happen.
Can we crowdfund this, please?
I'm sure the Game of Zones guys could do something like that after they're done with the series that's going on now.
Game of Zones is so wonderful.
Oh, it's
they're making an Uncle Drew movie, right? So there's money for, like, a low budget shaky cam Paul Pierce crowdfunded slash.
Dharma, you're in on Jurassic World, right? I would hope so.
Yeah, I actually just watched the the extended trailer in the theater today.
Oh, baby.
And I was very, like, I was very, like, whatever about it until now. I hadn't really, like, paid attention to it, but I watched this, I watched the extended trailer, and I'm like, I'm in on it now. I'm definitely in.
You know what? You're going to pander to me with Jeff Goldblum saying, life finds a way. I'm going to like the movie. I'm sorry. Like, I'm very susceptible to that. Anyway, back to basketball. How about this? Everyone go around the board and talk about an embarrassing Washington Wizard. You can't repeat. You have to come up with a different take. We'll start with Dharma at the bottom of the page, and we'll go back around. We'll go Dharma, okay. Ethan, Josh, Aditya. Pick a different wizard and discuss an embarrassing performance by them or how embarrassed you were by them in this series.
Okay, I have two choices. Either Uber or Morris, what I want to do right now. Okay, let's go. Oh my god, this is so hard. Okay, let's go with Uber. So,
okay.
Uber had those comments, I think it was after Game 5, or about DeLon.
Yeah.
Where he's like, yeah, I mean, we're a different team at home, just like DeLon, right? He can't play on the road or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And DeLon blocking Uber, just blocking the absolute shit out of that shot at the end. And I'm just reading Josh Luber's tweet right now from the post-game conference, the post-game presser, and Dwight, they're on right on blocking Uber to end the game. That was the highlight of my series to get him back. I was happy I was able to get him back.
Oh, my God. This is a guy who...
He didn't have a quote for him. He had a quote for him.
This is a guy who, DeLon Wright, who in Game 5 was the hero. He had 11 points in the fourth quarter. He had a lob finish. He had a steal and Euro step on John Wall. Yet blocking the fucking shit out of Kelly Oubre was the highlight of his series. I respect the hell out of it.
Devil's advocate, though.
Sure.
Can DeLon Wright come back from the dead? We haven't seen DeLon Wright be able to do that.
That is true.
So I think he has the advantage there automatically.
Yeah, yeah. Advantage Kelly, certainly. Ethan, most embarrassing wizard who is not Kelly Oubre.
Oh, I'm going to... You want for this? I'm taking John Wall. I'm calling for you. This is all me.
Yes.
John Wall plays how NBA Twitter would make you think Russell Westbrook plays.
Oh, that's a good take.
Oh my god.
That's an extremely good take.
There's no one that shoots their team out of games like John Wall does, or like throws layups off the rim like John Wall does.
Oh, well done.
I'm gonna like live tweet this quote.
This is wonderful. That was excellent.
I'm extremely proud of that. That's an incredibly good take. I agree. He does shoot his team out of the game. Also, the Wizards had like a million free throws in the first half. The Raptors had two, and Wall still had the audacity to complain about the whistle. Not that I'm like
Can we just talk about this? People say that Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan complain to the refs, so they pander to the refs.
Oh.
But I've never seen a team turn to the referee like instinctively. Like it's like a primal instinct to turn to the referee after every single possession. For the Wizards.
Yeah, it's...
The Wizards are what people would have had you think the Clippers are. Like, every criticism is actually applicable to the Wizards.
Another excellent take. This is,
This is quickly turning into my favorite podcast.
Sign us over,
sure.
John Wall is a very good answer. Josh, most embarrassing Wizard, non-John Wall or Kelly Oubre division?
Okay, I'm going to go with Marcin Gortat.
Hell yeah!
And I mean, there's a lot of reasons why. Let me get into a few. Let's start with the fact that he had a mohawk and now he doesn't. Okay. First
of all, do you think he read Harsh's tweets?
Yeah.
When he called him Polish Yondu and he's like, okay, I can't talk anymore.
Polish Yondu is the best thing. So he started with the mohawk, right? And then he was like, oh man, like maybe I'll play better if I get rid of it. Gets rid of it. Closeout game. 2 points. 0-3 from the field. He got those 2 points on free throws. Man, what are you doing, man? This is a guy who's talking about going back to Orlando to retire. Like, come on, man. While you're on a Wizards team, it's in the playoffs. Like, he said this before the playoffs, but like, come on. Like, what are you doing? Like, just go back to Orlando and retire already, because clearly it doesn't matter if you have a mohawk or not. Like, just sit down, man.
I do think it's kind of an indictment.
He's shot every time someone touches him on a basketball court. Like, his face just, like, contorts into, like, this image of pain. And I'm like, man, come on. He, like, almost primal yell when he thinks he gets hit.
Also, anytime he fouls somebody, he might be worse than Wall for that. Like, looking at the ref like, are you kidding me? I just armbarred Jonas. That's a foul? Really? Are you kidding me? Yeah, he's ridiculous. He was also really bad. I think it's kind of an indictment of the Wizards that, like, the bellwether of their team is Marcin Gortat, right? Like, if he plays well, they were pretty good. If he doesn't play well, they were bad. And, like, he, more often than not, Marcin Gortat at 38 years old or whatever the hell he is going to play poorly. So that's a good pick. Adithya, most embarrassing Wizard, non-Gortat, Oubre, or Wall division.
All right. Well, I guess I wanted to say Ty Lawson, but that just feels like kind of, you know, picky on for Scott Brooks. So,
yeah.
Torn between Scott Brooks and I'm going to have to go with Markieff Morris's quote, post-game quote just now. He said,
oh, yes.
Sometimes better teams don't win. Like, he says that after losing the I mean, I love the Wizards. Like, I have to honestly respect the Wizards' commitment to their ethos. Like, they stick to their guns, even though it always ends the same way. Like, I think the Wizards actually seem to play worse when they talk shit before a game. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know what the analytics are on this. You know, maybe, like, if you play a game, your focus or something, but there's, yeah, like, Lonzo Ball game this year as well.
Oh, God.
Oh, that was great.
That's a good pick. That would have been my pick. I'm last, though. My pick, non-Morris, Oubre, Waller, Gortat division, is Jason Smith. Who talked shit before the series, saying, we're not scared of the Raptors.
That's a hipster pick.
Yeah. He called it before the series, we're not scared of the Raptors. This season actually had some benefits because we get to play the Raptors. We wouldn't have wanted to play the Celtics or the Sixers. Ugh, the Sixers.
We'll of course, Jason Smith would have the utmost respect for Brad Stevens.
Yes.
Jason Smith, in this series, one game played, 2 minutes, and a club trillion across the board. Truly, truly a heinous player, and a very embarrassing one at that. We could have, I mean, Bradley Beal was good in this series and scared me, so I'm not going to slander him too much. Jan Mahimi, get some knee ligaments, bud. Thomas Satoransky, I don't know what happened to you. What did you do to Scott Brooks to make him not want to play you? I don't know. Scott Brooks himself was kind of embarrassing for the first couple of games. He got a little better, I suppose, but
his hair is kind of embarrassing. He said, get that shit together.
That's not an incorrect take. Guys, also, the Indiana Pacers have defeated the Cleveland Cavaliers 121-87 in Game 6.
Oh, come again?
121-87. Victor Oladipo in this game had 28 points on 11 of 19 shooting with 13 boards and 10 assists and 4 steals.
Oh, no.
6 of 8 from 3 and a plus 26.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Yo, can we play Jose Calderon instead?
Don't. There will be no Jose Calderon slander on the podcast. He's the one.
So we draw the line.
He's the one good and true Cleveland Cavalier. Even LeBron, not the best game. 7 of 16, 22, 7 and 5, 2 blocks. Here's the thing. Like, this entire series, it's been like, I'll be watching like another game or whatever because the Raptors have kind of been up against them a lot. LeBron will do something insane. I'll go over to the game. It'll be like the Celtics phenomenon from the regular season where everyone starts tweeting about something awesome that LeBron or Marcus Smart did. I'll go over to the game and then the Cavs or the Celtics are losing by 2. And it's like, so what? So yeah, game 7. So the Raptors won't play on Sunday. That's nice. They have a couple days off now at least because the Cavs and Pacers will play on Sunday for Game 7. That would be lovely if the Pacers won, would it not? We're, okay.
I bet Serge's legs can't wait. Can we talk about Serge for a second?
Yes.
Actually, like,
spout off about Serge. It's been very positive so far. We can go negative. It's fine.
It's like playing with a brick wall on your team. Like a literal brick wall.
His pull-up 3 was interesting.
Oh, yeah. His Steph Curry impersonation, love to see it.
It was like the Steph Curry, but you're listening to the podcast on half speed. Yeah, that was pretty brutal. Yeah, Serge, not the best in this series. Who was okay? Let's go to the Raptors once again. Aditya, we'll start up at the top with you, and we'll go back around the screen, and then we can wrap this thing up. Name your Raptors series MVP, and you can't repeat, so we'll just go around and give some love to the five best Raptors in this series. Aditya, you go first.
All right. Before that, I want to say, like, Serge Ibaka just had what I would consider classic LaMarcus Aldridge series, like outstanding first two games, and just disappears the rest of the way. But yeah, honestly, yeah, I'm just gonna go for the easy answer here. Say DeLon Wright, in terms of just playing above what you'd like, playing above like expected production, whatever.
Yep.
Like he had a fantastic series. You know, he became like the player that was like really excited about him, even the last year or two. Like finally, kind of even in a sense broke out as a series. Although he's had an excellent year overall.
Yeah, that's a good pick. Read my article on DeLon Wright from today, actually. It still holds up because the Raptors won. He is a immortal figure now, considering his Game 5 performance. Josh, non-DeLon Wright MVP for the Raptors this series.
Okay, so I'm going to avoid the obvious pick, which is Kyle Lowry, because everything goes through Kyle Lowry. But I'm going to say OG.
Yes!
I'm so hyped by OG, man. Like, nothing rattles him. He is literally impossible be rattled. Like, he just looks at fear and fear shies away.
Yep.
Like, Markieff Morris was trying to get at him the whole time, up to the point this game where he literally ran over to the bench for no reason and started pointing at OG. yo, he's in his...
Wow, I really need to rewatch this game.
Yeah, man, like, he's...
Oh, it was so good.
This is a rookie, and,
yeah, I think I'll pull up the vlog tonight after we get off this podcast.
Yeah, you're gonna have to do it. Dwayne Casey was ready to throw down with Markieff, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Well, carry Mark on.
Does not want that old Kentucky smoke. You don't want that.
Carry on with your OG take.
I have to walk 5 miles to school every day.
Josh, carry on.
You put him on almost anybody. Put him on John Wall. Put him on Bradley Beal. Like, he's gonna do a good job guarding them. You know, he got to the point where like he was getting a little bit tired because Casey was like realizing that he had to play him more. Mm-hmm. And he was just getting more minutes than he was used to. But like he's out there just like shutting down everybody. And then, you know, this is like a guy that in coming into this series, people were like, okay, well, we're gonna have to find out if he can shoot. Like, see if he can shoot, even though he was shooting well all year. And he comes out and he's shooting like last I checked, it was like over 40%. So
yeah,
you know, he's doing like literally everything that you could have asked for him, and he's just awesome.
Oh no, who did we lose from the call? I think we lost Dharma. Uh-oh. We'll get Dharma back, maybe. If not, it's, oh, shit! I just, hung up. That was it. That was accidental. did not mean to hang that up. Aditya, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Josh, you're there. We lost Dharma. I don't know.
Maybe he realized you have to go watch the game after all.
Got too hyped with OG.
That's totally fair. Also, I'll try to call him back again. If it doesn't work, that's okay. He was sounding a little fuzzy anyway. But OG's a very good pick. The stones on him for that pull up three he had from the top of the arc today. That was a chef's kiss and a half. He was excellent. A thing that bugged me for most of this series, and like I like the Raptors broadcast for the most part. I think they get some crap, but like they kind of just like hit the same notes the entire series. So
it's the same shit.
You kind of get annoyed by it. Game. So the thing for me was like the whole John Wall, he's gonna hit that mid range shot. He shot 29% from mid range this season. The Raptors were goading him into taking that shot. And that was a good thing that he was doing that. Also, calling Markieff Morris like a three-point shooter when he shot like 20% from three in the series. I still stand by the fact that the Raptors should have treated him like Jeff Green and just not guarded him at all, but they didn't do that. Anyway, I digress. Ethan,
Mike Scott thing was like, Mike Scott's killing the Raptors.
I mean, that was fair and correct because
the Raptors every game. but after a while,
yeah,
I don't know, I got a bit fed up with it.
Mike Scott's probably the least embarrassing wizard from this series. He was really good. He did not miss shots. Ethan, who's your MVP for the Raptors, though? Non-OG or whoever the hell is retired. Who else did you pick, Aditya? You picked DeLon. So non-OG or DeLon, who is your MVP?
I'm going to take JV for this one.
Yeah.
Because normally Gortat treats JV like shit and eats him for breakfast and... this series, it was the total opposite. Gortat couldn't score inside, couldn't get near JV for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And playing in the fourth quarter, in Game 5 especially, was just, it changed once the game.
Yeah.
I believe a pivotal game like that, so you can't argue with JV in this case. And also, I wasn't JV out, but I wasn't JV high, but now I kind of want him to stay. I said, never leave us, please.
Yeah, JV's been awesome, man. I will eat some crow. I mean, in fairness, he just got better. Like, I think the criticisms of him in the past were just, but he's been much better this season and deservedly has played crucial minutes late in games. And his defense tonight, he only had 2 blocks. It feels like he had about 10. He was amazing at the rim, just deterring guys and verticality at the ass, like the classic Roy Hibbert, like peak Roy Hibbert days.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. Dharma, is that you?
No one gets there's no one that gets as pumped.
Oh, I would agree. We're having some weird Wi-Fi things going on right now. Anyway, my MVP, it's Kyle Lowry. I mean, that's pretty easy because he was amazing and shot like out his ass all season, all series long. His playmaking was excellent. This was one of his lower assist games. He was setting dudes up all over the place. It was great to see. But, like, let's not forget about DeMar DeRozan, who, while he had a couple off games, games 4 and 6 were not very good, and even game 3, but the games where he was good, man. And, like, they were daring him to take shots. They were daring him to sort of hijack the offense, and when he had to do it, he did it, in particular in game 2 and game 5, where, like, for the, especially game 5, he just kind of carried the offense for 3 quarters while no one was getting open. There was no room for anyone to breathe, and he was just kind of carrying the day. So I, big fan of DeMar's series, but Kyle, man, he was so good this series. Very much not neutralized. He was outstanding.
Also neutralized.
Yeah.
If you're listening.
Oh, God. All right, I think...
Oh, yeah, another fun Wizard stat. Or
yeah.
Did you guys see the tweet at halftime which said the Raptors are 0-23 all-time when trailing at halftime on the road in the playoffs?
Yes.
Now 1-23. Oh. Shout out to the Washington Wizards.
Oh, I love the Wizards so much. Should the Wizards just trade everybody? I feel like they should just give up.
I mean, I like having them around just for the utility of what they do, like just clinging, yet still clinging to the same ethos. Like, it's admirable, honestly, and you know, hopefully they get a top 4 seed again, so at least they stay long enough like next year to be more a true heel to like one of the other teams, like let's say Philly or Boston or something.
Yeah, oh man, they'll like talk so much shit about Joel Embiid and then Joel Embiid would just rip Gortat's throat out of his throat. Oh, like, he just take his trachea.
I mean, Sixers Wizards next year.
Yeah, like, yeah, Embiid's just going to consume Gortat's trachea. I think that's what to expect next year. This was fun, guys. We should probably wrap this thing up because it's late, and I want to go watch the Jazz game.
Oh, yeah, nearly 4 a.m.
That, Evan, or Ethan, why did I say Evan? Ethan, just a wonderful performance from you on the podcast. We're so glad we could have you on. Go to bed, man.
I'm too wired, sorry.
Oh, that's totally fair as well. So thanks for coming on. Where can people check you out?
At EthanL55 on Twitter.
Fantastic. And more
where I do most of my slandering.
And there will be more takes akin to your John Wall, Russell Westbrook take, I'm sure, which is just a perfect take.
Oh, yeah.
It's a well-crafted take, it is. Josh, where can people check you out?
You can find me at Raptors Republic. And occasionally at B-Ball Breakdown. And for those interested, the Raptors have won all 4 games when the weather sucked, and they lost the 2 when the weather was nice. So
the weather was nice today, no?
Well, was it nicer in Toronto? I'm a little outside of Toronto. But it was rainy here.
Oh, it was really nice in Toronto today. I don't know. It was pretty
scrap
good.
Scrap that stat.
That's okay. Adithya, where can people check you out?
I don't really do much writing nowadays, but, you know, I'm just at Browns Tonight on Twitter.
That's all
but
you I'll need,
just plug
really.
I'll just plug at Clips Nation SBN. You know, shout out to other guys at that site. And shout out to Mello, who's going to be scoring 30 tonight. We called it here first.
30 on 60 shots?
No, that's a Kobe 2016 stat line. We'll see. Melo buzzer beater.
Westbrook already 0 for 1 and a minus 3. Classic. Classic Westbrook with a rebound. Duh.
John Wall.
All right, guys. This was really fun. Thanks so much for everyone for listening. Subscribe, rate, review the podcast on iTunes. It's the best way to support and help the show. Thanks in advance for doing that. And we will talk to you on maybe not tomorrow, probably Sunday, actually, or maybe Monday. I don't know. I was going to do a podcast with Chris Manning from Locked On Cavs to tee up the Cavs series. But, hey, we might be talking to Tony East from Locked On Pacers about the Pacers series. So hang out for a couple days. Enjoy a couple days off. I might do a mailbag or something. I was going to do one today and didn't end up doing it. So maybe I'll get that in on Saturday or Sunday. But until then, thank you so much for tuning in. And we'll talk to you next time on Locked On Raptors.